Hello, and welcome to the Bible for Worship at St. Paul Lutheran Church on this fifth Sunday in Lent, when our Bible passage is written in the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. "Look, a time is coming, says the Lord, when I will carve out with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah a new covenant. It will not be like the covenant I carved out with their ancestors, that day when I took them by the hand to bring them out from the land of Egypt, my covenant that they demolished, though I had made myself their master, says the Lord. Rather, this is the covenant that I will carve out with the house of Israel after that time, says the Lord. I will set my instruction within them, and I will write it on their heart. I will be their God, and they will be my people. A person will no longer continue teaching a neighbor or a relative, 'Know the Lord.' Rather, they will all know me, from the smallest of them to the greatest, says the Lord. Indeed, I will pardon their guilt, and to their sin I will no longer give a thought." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I will carve out a new covenant, says the Lord. What a remarkable promise, especially for a despondent people. That was Jeremiah's community, the house of Israel in the north and the house of Judah in the south. Both now knew the tragedy of destruction. They knew the pain of exile. They knew the complete failure of the reforms that they had attempted to stave off the assault of the Babylonians and the destruction of their temple in Jerusalem. The end of kingship, the end of their priesthood, the loss of their land to these foreigners, all of it was gone. Every symbol of God's covenantal promise had collapsed or been eradicated. And whatever historians would say, they believed as a community that all this had taken place, in their words, because of our sin. If so, then what hope could there possibly be for any kind of future? And Jeremiah the prophet responds, that hope is God. The God of Israel, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who has chosen Israel, as always, is Israel's hope, never giving up on this people. The covenant now, says Jeremiah, will be renewed in writing on the people's heart. That means it will be there as long as you live. Nothing in this life or world can collapse or destroy it. That is God's permanent promise to God's people. Beyond the guilt, giving the sin not even a thought. The hope, the promise, the word of the Lord from Jeremiah is that the future brings life fully lived in God because you are God's people. God bless.